Zos Chanukah is a time which is obviously the zenith of the year, the peak of the year when it comes to Chochmas HaTorah. And I'd like to share with you two fantastic ideas, two beautiful ideas which are connected to the Parsha and connected to Chanukah. And Yasher Koach really to Dudi for arranging this. I told him a few weeks ago I had a magnificent idea to share about Yehuda and Yosef. So said, good, keep it for Parshas Vayigash. Today is Sunday, Yom Rishon, to Parshas Vayigash, and I'm very, very excited to share it. And of course, Yasher Koach to everyone who's here for being Koveya Itzim LaTorah, for being Koveya every morning the Torah way. It's such a gewaldic thing for Klal Yisrael, and especially the Jewish people living here in the UK. Really tremendous. The first idea that I want to share with you is on the first double-sided sheet. Anyone who's got the Makoros or on the Bima there at the back, is about Yehuda and Yosef and their connection one to another, what they represent. And the second shtickle is on the second double-sided sheet, Hod v'Hodar, an idea very much connected to Chanukah, and this is something which is in the Ksavim of the Pachad Yitzchak on Chanukah, also very, very tief, very simple, elegant idea, very, very tief, as the Pachad Yitzchak always is. So let's start, I want to share this idea in Vayigash. If you have a look at the first box over here, on the first sheet, it's a pasuk which we say every week, we've said it hundreds of times, Ki hinei hamalachim no'adu avru yachdav, the kings, they met together, and they gathered, says the Medrash, on this pasuk, which we say every Tuesday morning, Kinei ha-malachim no'adu avru yachtov, Kihinei ha-malachim, says the Medrash, Ze Yehuda v'Yosef, the Bereishis Rabba, tells us that the kings who are meeting together are Yehuda and Yosef, avru yachtov. The simple understanding is that they gathered together, they assembled, they got together. I looked it up in the art scroll, in that green Tanakh over there. I looked it up just beforehand to make sure that I got the Pashup shot right, yes. But says the Medrash, Zenismalo Evro Alzev, Zenismalo Evro Alzev. The word Avru could also come from the word Evro. We know from the Haggadah, Evro Vazam, anger. The two kings got angry one with another. Trembling grabbed hold of them. What is this talking about? Says the Medrash. Elu Ashvatim. They said to each other, Melachim, Medainim, Eluim, Elu. The kings are getting together. They're fighting. The two superpowers are about to clash. What are we doing here? What place do we have here? Ma'ich paslonu yi'ila melech medainim melech. Let the kings get and do their business. Let them fight it off, let them deal with each other, we're going to keep quiet. And that's what the Medrash says. And the question is, when a Medrash describes Yehuda and Yosef as Melachim, as kings, what does it mean? What does it mean? Yehuda and Yosef are kings? Malchus is going to come from Yehuda, yes, we're going to have those psukim later in Vayechi, in the Zos HaBracha, But Lemaisa, what does it mean that Yehuda and Yosef are kings? What do their malchuyos represent? What does it mean? And I think that's the question on this first makor that I have. And I want to start with the second makor and have a look at how the Medrash digs this a little bit deeper. And from this next Medrash, from the metaphor, from the icon that is given in this next Medrash, we're going to see something absolutely nifla, something really, really tremendous. Says the Novi Amos in the second box over here, Bayom Hahu Okim Esukas David Anopholes. On that day I will resurrect the fallen sukkah of David. What does this mean? I will re-erect, I will set up again. We know this from the Harachamon that's inserted in the sukkah's benching. Harachamon Yakim Lon Esukas David Anopholes. It comes from this pasuk in Amos. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hine Yomim Boim Neum Hashem. Days are coming, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nigash Choresh Bakotzer. What is going to happen? The Choresh, the plower, is going to bump into, is going to meet the Kotzer, the one who reaps, who harvests, the Dorech Anovim, and the grape crusher, the one who crushes grapes, is going to bump into the Moshe Chazara, the one who plants seeds. And the mountains are going to going to be so moist with they're going to be so lush. The mountains are going to be so lush. The plowman is going to bump into the reaper, and the grape crusher is going to bump into the seed planter. What does this mean? The Pashup Pshat. Pashup Pshat. Let's first read Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk. And Amos, he says that Ba'achris Hayom, there's no dormant winter period. The cycle is going to be so ongoing. It's going to be so lush. It's going to be so fertile. Eretz Yisrael is going to be so fertile that the minute that you've crushed the grapes, which is the end of the process of winemaking, already the guy is going to there plant seeds for the next harvest, right? That's Pashup Pshat. The moment that the guy is finished harvesting, yeah, the next guy is already plowing for the next cycle. That's what it means, that the Nogash Choresh Pakota, that the plowman is going to bump into the one who is harvesting. The guy who's harvesting is going to leave the field, and the guy who's plowing is going to take his turn. And that is Pashup Pshat. And really, says the Medrash over here, let's have a look at this Medrash. Vayigash Elov Yehuda, this week's Parsha, says the Medrash, Hina Yomim Boim Neum Hashem V'Nogash Choresh B'Kotzer, this is our Pasuk, Choresh Ze Yehuda, B'Kotzer Ze Yosef. And you have a look at the next under, and he says, Shneimar Hinei Anachnu Ma'alim Malumim B'Soch HaSadeh, that the Choresh, the one who plows, is a reference to Yehuda, the Kotzer, is the one, is Yosef. Let's have a look at the next, the second metaphor over here. It will give us such tremendous teeth. I'm so excited to say this. I don't know if it will come out properly, because I'm so excited. But look at this. V'dorech anovim, the grape crusher at the end of the process of making wine, ze Yehuda, that is Yehuda, as it says in Zechariah, ki dorachti li Yehuda keshes, I have stepped on Yehuda as a keshes. The way that they used to make bows is they used to step on the bow and then they would press it in, they put the string down, they would make a bow by stepping on it. But the Medrash says the word dorachti was to crush, and other psukim in Yeshaya, puro dorachti levadi, there are psukim where we're talking about crushing, and there's a reference to grapes, and that is a reference to Yehuda. But Moshe Chazorah, the one who literally pulls the seed out of the sack to put it into the ground, Ze Yosef, this is a reference to Yosef, Shemoshach Zaro Shel Oviv Haridu LeMitzrayim, he pulled the Zera of his father, his brothers, down to Mitzrayim, Kedichtiv, Bechavle Odom Emshechem, etc., etc. And then again, the Medrash ends up with Yitifu Harim Asis Elu Ashvatim. They said the Melachim are judging with each other, we're not going to get involved. So again, the Medrash says that Yehuda is the grape crusher, and Yosef is the seed sower. What is going on over here? What does the Medrash, when the Medrash gives us a metaphor, it is a way for the Medrash to be describing something where words don't necessarily suffice. It's going to give us a metaphor, a picture, and a picture speaks 1,000 words, and then a maven dover, mitoch dover, is able to have a look at the metaphor and come up and understand with what Chazal are trying to implant in this idea. What does it mean that Yosef is the seed sower and Yehuda is the grape crusher? This is what I want to know. The Pasha, I think on one level, on one deeper level, it could be simply said, Yosef is the beginning of the process of Geula. He is the one who sows the seeds, Mashiach ben Yosef. And ultimately we're going to get Mashiach ben David, who finishes the process. That Yosef, in some way, he starts the process of Geula. He sows the seeds for Geula. But Yehuda is the one who does the Makir B'Patish. He is the Gemar Melacha of Geula. He ends up finishing the creation of the wine. Okay, that could well be, but I think that there is much more going on over here. I've written it out as a question. What do these metaphors mean? How do they help us understand Yehuda and Yosef a little bit better? Let's have a look over here at another Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, which helps us understand Yehuda and Yosef a little better, and helps us understand these metaphors a little bit better. Yehuda as being the grape crusher, and Yosef as being the seed sower. What really is going on over here? We know that Yosef and Yehuda are almost the prime children, the first children of Leah and Rachel. Leah had, you know, the four children, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, one after another. Had another two later, but Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven, he switched the beds, and therefore he didn't get the first Rachel. Shimon and Levi, they did what they did in Shechem, and therefore they lost their rights to being the quote-unquote Bachar Yehuda. Atah yoducha achecha, yishtachavu lucha b'nei imecha, that you are going to have that Malchus Yehuda is kind of the prime child of Leah. And Yosef is the prime child, the first child of Rachel. You know, Osaf Hashem Eshachar Pas, Yosef ben Acher, he is the first child of Rachel. Says the Medrash, talking about Rachel and Leah, we're going to see that Rachel and Leah play into what Yehuda and Yosef represent. Let's have a look at the Medrash at the bottom of the first sheaf. Leah Tafsa Pelech Hodaya. Leah and Rachel had two different kochos hanefesh. They had two different qualities. Rachel tafsa pelach Leah tafsa pelach hodah. Leah was the one who was the balas hodah, or she was the one who said hapam ode es Hashem. She took the shield, almost the icon of hodah, of thanking. Va'omdu heimeno balei hodah, and therefore all of her descendants became thankers. They were all Balei Hoda. Yehuda, I'm underlined over here, by Yaakov, Yehuda, by Yomer, Tzodka, Mimeni, he admits, you know, famously, thanking and admitting are the same words. Modim Anachnu Lach is both to thank and admit, the famous Tachan Yitzchak, that by me thanking, I'm admitting that I owe you one. And therefore, thanking and admitting are effectively the same idea, and the Medrash definitely uses them interchangeably. David Omar Hodu Lashem Kitov. David was a descendant of Leah as well. He says Hodu Lashem Kitov, and this is a thanking. Daniel Omar, he also says Mahodu Mishabcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am thanking you and praising you. So the descendants of Leah are Balei Hodah, they're the thankers. Rachel, however, Tofsa Pelach Shtika, she took the segment of silence. She took in an orange, there are different segments, that's what a Pelach is. She takes the little Chelek of silence. She's a different person entirely. Leah expresses, she is a Balas Hodah. Rachel is a Balas Shtika. She doesn't tell the signs, and she allows Leah too, or is it the other way around? What is it? She keeps quiet. Va'omdu kol boneha bali mastirin, and all of her descendants therefore were bali silence. Binyamin, Yoshve, his stone on the breastplate was Yoshve, says the Medrash. Yesh peh, it means he had a mouth. Yodeya b'mechiroso shel Yosef ve'inu magid, he knew that the brothers had sold Yosef, and although they told their father Taruf Taraf Yosef, nonetheless, Eino Magid, Binyamin keeps quiet, as he is also a Baal Shtika. Shaul, as Tevar Hamluch Alo Higid. Yeah, Shaul keeps quiet, even though he knows that he is going to become king. He doesn't say. Esther, Ein Esther Magedes Moladot Alas Amo, she also is a lady of silence. The Bnei Rachel and Bnei Leah have got two different Mahalchim in Klal Yisrael. And we're going to see that the prime child of Yehuda, of the prime child of Leah is Yehuda, and the prime child of Rachel is Yosef, in the following way. And this is where it gets so geschmack that it's going to begin to help us understand what the metaphor of grape crushing and seed planting is. I think this is such a chashuv idea. Leah, a balas hoda'ah, what is to be modeh is to take something which is internal and express it out. She says it. When you crush grapes, you're taking yain mishumer ba'anovov, and you're crushing it, and you're letting all the wine out. You're letting the wine out of the grapes. What does a seed sower do? He takes something which is out begolui, and he puts it into the ground, and he covers it over. And that's going to be matzmiach Yeshua. That's ultimately going to allow Geula to come around. Yosef keeps quiet. Yehuda expresses. Yehuda and Yosef are an expression of Rachel and Leah, and it's gewaldig that the two of them have got two separate kochos and nefesh that stem from two different mahalchim in life that come from their mothers. Leah is a balas hoda'ah, she's an express ha'apam odes Hashem. Yehudas, this has come from the Medrash, from the Shem Mishmuel. Or I think it's this week's parasha. Shem is such a gevaldik shiur. You have to look it up. I'm actually at Harat. I didn't photocopy it. But this knesh comes from the Shem Mishmuel. It's really, really fantastic. That he says, what does it mean that Yehuda is a grape crusher? He takes something which is hidden and takes it out begolui. And that's a good thing. Sod komi many. He's willing to admit it's out in the open. Yosef Adarabba. The whole geula came from the fact that he was able to keep quiet for 22 years. He didn't tell the brothers. He came down to Mitzrayim. He didn't say anything until in this week's parsha, after Vayigash Elov Yehuda, and the two Melachim come face to face, then he says, yes, and Yosef Ahud Avichai keeps quiet the whole time. These two Mahalchim are two separate Mahalchim. I was thinking that actually it's two Mahalchim that we have in Eretz Yisrael, and in England, it's two different Mahalchim in our Yiddishkeit. You know, if you walk up and down Golders Green Road, you don't know that there are any shuls at all. You can't. There are no signs anywhere. The only one is just the JLE, the Jewish Learning Exchange. Very nice. That's the only little sign that you have. But there are no signs. Why? Because Klal Yisrael in England, we live a low profile life. Yeah, meaning it's because of the anti-Semitism or whatever it is. And I think that actually Yosef being the ultimate Jew in Golus, that is the right mahalach in Chutz La'aretz. It's kind of silent. Masha'en came in Eretz Yisrael, David HaMelech, Mashiach, in Yerushalayim, it's begolui. Now I'm going to, this is, now we're going to have a look at the way that this expresses itself in a piece in Tanakh. If you turn over to the next sheet, really, really fantastic, really phenomenal. I really hope we get to the second little shtickle that I wanted to say, but I don't know if we're going to. Have a look over here at in Shmuel. Now, of course, David and Michal. David HaMelech marries Michal Bas Shaul. We see over here two different families. One is from Bnei Rachel, one is from Bnei Leah, marrying each other. What happens is the Aron HaKodesh is taken, is taken away, and ultimately they manage to get the Aron HaKodesh, but it's not in Yerushalayim. And at a certain point, David HaMelech is bringing the Aron HaKodesh back into Yerushalayim. The David Macharker b'chol oz lifnei Hashem, and David is dancing in front of the Aron HaKodesh as it's coming up the mountain to the Har Hashem, coming up into Yerushalayim. But David chagur eifo dubad, and David he doesn't care about what he's wearing. He's just so involved in dancing in front of the Aron HaKodesh. Have a look at pasuk two, pasuk tezayin. V'hoya Aron Hashem ba'ir David, and the Aron Hashem is coming into the city of David. Michal bas Shaul nishkafa ba'ad achalon. Michal bas Shaul is looking out the window. Vateire es Hamelech David, she sees David Hamelech mefazes umekarker lifnei Hashem, that he is dancing almost frivolously in front of the Aron Hashem. Vatives lo beliba, and he became despicable to her in her heart. He became Moos. What is this? Have a look. Continues the psukim. They came. They put the Aron HaKodesh down. David HaMelech gives everyone who's there some food. Pasuk Yud Tes. Vayichalek l'chol ha'om ha'amun Yisrael. Everyone he gives them some food, some drink. Pasuk Chaf. Vayoshov David levarech es beis. David goes back to bless his house. Vateitze Michal bas Shaul likras David. She comes out to David HaMelech. Vatomer. She says, Manichbad hayom melech Yisrael, asher nigla hayom le'enei amohus avodav, kehiglos niglos achad harekin. How mechubit today was the king of Yisrael, who exposed himself in front of the maidservants and his servants as a boar would. What are you doing? You're the king of Yisrael. You don't walk out, chogur ephod, and dance like that in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Michal bas Shaul turns to David HaMelech. Where does this come from? It comes from her bas Shaulness. That's not the way of Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem isn't wearing your heart on your sleeve, exposing yourself like that. That's not the way it's done. Vayomer David el Michal. Listen to the words very carefully. Lifnei Hashem. It is before Hashem. Asher bochar bi, who chose me, me ovich umikol beiso. From your father and all his household is a David Poshet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants right now the Avodas Hashem of Bnei Leah, of Hoda'ah, of expressing, not. That's not the Avoda right now. We don't want the silence. We don't want the shtika. There is a time. There is a time. Now we want. We want to be able to express the Tzavos, Ozi, etc., etc. The next passage, V'nikalti od mizos, V'nikalosi od mizos. I would have been even more kal than this. I would have been even more frivolous than this. No. Says David to Michal, that's not the Mahalach. David HaMelech and Eretz Yisrael is different Mahalach, but the two Mahalachim, it's a Dover Poshet. One is Michal Bas Shaul, one is from Beis Shaul, and one is from Beis David, from Leah, and the two Mahalachim are very, very different. But we know the statement in the Gemara, and I saw this, I think, in Reb Tzadok, Shtika Kehoda Adami, that the Shtika of Rachel and the Hoda of Leah really come together, and the both are needed in the ultimate geula. Let's have a look over here. The winning combination, Achris Hayamim, we know Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, the two Mahalchim have got to go hand in hand. We have over here a pasuk in Yechezkel, Ata ben Adam, Kach Lecha Eitz Echod, Ksov Olav LiYehuda VeLivnei Yisrael, etc. Chaverov Ulekach Eitz Echod, Ksov Olav LiYosef, Eitz Ephraim VeChovei Yisrael Chaverov. Take one stick. Write on it Yehuda. Take another stick. Write on it Yosef. Kar of Echad el Echad lechar Eitz Echad vayu leAchadim biYodecha. Let them become one in your hand. The Eitz of Yehuda and the Eitz of Yosef, the two Malchuyos, these two kingdoms, one of extrovert almost and one of introvert almost. Chalila to actually use these terms about Yehuda and Yosef, but the idea of our Avodas Hashem being bepnimius and our Avodas Hashem being begolui, those two Mahalchim have got to vekor of ze el ze, they've got to come together. And have a look at this little, again, I don't always know where these come from. They come from the recesses of my mind. This part was not in the Shem Yishmol. But if you have a look over here, the Garza Evim Keves, the famous Pasuk in Yeshaya, talking about the Achris Ayomim, right, the famous, the wolf will lie with the sheep, the Nomerim Gadi Yerbat, etc. Look at Pasuk Zayin, Paradov, Ufarov, Adov, Tireno, Yachdov, a cow and a bear will graze together, Yachtov Yerbetsu Yal, the hen together, will their children play, the Aryeh Kabakar Yochal Tevin, the Aryeh, like the Bakar, will eat straw, the stubble, exactly right. Who is the Aryeh? Yehuda. Who is the Bakar? Bechor Shoro Hadar Lo is Yosef. Bechor Shoro, that these two, what does it mean over here? What does Yeshaya mean? Yeshaya means that ultimately, the Yehuda and the Yosef, have a look at the next pasuk, which comes a few pesukim later in Yeshaya, pasuk Yud Gimel, V'sara kinas Ephraim, V'tzorere Yehuda yikaresu, Ephraim lo yikanes Yehuda, V'Yehuda lo yotzeres Ephraim, these two mahalchim will come together, shtika kehodah adami, they are going to together bring the geula of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. And the MS is, that I've quoted over here in the Tzadok HaKohen, he's got the most amazing show of how always we find, throughout the history of Klal Yisrael, past and future, that we find Bnei Rachel paving the way for Bnei Leah. Bnei Rachel and Bnei Leah are two different Mahalchim, but Bnei Rachel always end up setting the scene for Bnei Leah, like Mashiach ben Yosef will for Mashiach ben David. But we first find it, the end of Beshalach, we find that Yehoshua from Ephraim gets rid of the Ra, gets rid of Amalek, just before Moshe Rabbeinu, who's from the tribe of Levi, from Leah, brings down the Luchos HaBris and Parshas Yisro. Before we have Kedusha of Har Sinai, we need to get rid of the Ra. Then what happens is Shaul HaMelech fights Amalek, destroys Amalek before you get the building of the Beis HaMikdash with David and Shlomo, David paving the way and Shlomo HaMelech creating it. Then a third time you find the same pattern when you find that Esther and Mordechai destroy Haman before Ezra brings the Golus back up and builds Bayis Sheni, and Ezra comes from Yehuda. And again, Mashiach ben Yosef is going to ultimately pave the way for Mashiach ben David. And these two Mahalchim are really the two which come together. The Zohar HaKadosh has got a statement over here of Smichas Geula Letzfila, that Geula comes about through Yosef, who are Mashbir, he's got a whole Mahalach, and Tfila is David HaMelech, Va'ani Tfila comes from the tribe of Yehuda, that really, Smichas Geula Letfila is Vayigash Elov Yehuda, that the connection of the two, the Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, this winning combination, is really what Vayigash is all about. So again, if we have a look back up at the beginning, we have a look at Hinei HaMalachim No'odu. What are they really? What are they? These two kingdoms are Be'etzem, two kingdoms. And the brothers don't know which is which. They don't know which is right. Malachim Medainim Elium Elu. There's judgment going on over here. One is being done the other has done that. If you have a look in the story throughout Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, we find that Yehuda and Yosef, the camera almost switches back and forth from one to another. We've got over here, first Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, being sold, and all of a sudden we've got the whole story of Yehuda and Tamar. And then we've got again exactly the same of Yehuda, of Yosef overcoming Ashes Potiphar and the rest. And then it switches back in the middle of Miketz to what's going on with the brothers, and Yehuda says, you know, is going down. Anochi Arvenu Miyodi Tevakshenu, is Yehuda saying, no, we've got to go and meet Yosef. Comes back. It's almost like it's the question is, what is going on over here? The fact that Yosef manages to withstand Ashes Potiphar, and Yehuda is the Baal Tshuva, he makes this error, and he says, Tzadkom Yimeni, in some way, the two parshias, one right next to each other, which is better, asks the Gemara, a Baal Tshuva, or a Tzadik Gomor, and there are Rayas, Lachan, or Lakan in the Gemaras there. Yehuda and Yosef definitely represent two different Mahalchei Achaim, and in this little half hour, all I've tried to do is show one little facet of these two Melochim Adainim, Elu im Elu. One is expressing outwardly, that is Bnei Leah, that is Yehuda, David HaMelech, and the other is, no, the Pelach Shel Shtika, of Rachel, of Bnei Yosef, that they are really silent, they're the Moshe Chazara, and it really is, we are Mishtayach to one of those two. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoche to be able to understand more and more, and gain tremendous clarity in these phenomenal inyonim. Shkoyach.